This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Chris is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
NBA All-Star break is terrible. NFL is a joke. And Major League Baseball isn't great either. And finally, we put something on air that people want to watch at the break. You put your country's flag on the front of your jersey, and let's be real, it's called God, Family, Country, or God, Country, Family, however you want to put it. It's not God, Family, Rangers, right? It's not the Jets. It's not your favorite team. It's your country, and I love the fact that they gave us this show midway through the season where you have three fights in 9 seconds and people showing passion, and you know what? If they feel better about that than a regular season game where they play 82 of them, I'm all for it, baby.
Yeah, why? Why, though?
Why?
Yeah. Are you an NHL fan?
I am an NHL fan.
So then you just peaked because you don't care about the rest of the regular season then, right? And in postseason because you just saw USA lose to Canada. I don't know how you're going to recover and watch the rest of the games. You just peaked. This was it. This is as good as it gets.
No. How do you say that you peaked?
Chuck said it was more important than game seven. You're just saying it. You're saying, well, who cares about the Jets or whatever team or the Rangers? Family, country, religion, whatever you just said, right? That's you. I didn't say that. You said
country, yeah.
Okay,
right.
So then I guess you don't care about the rest of the NHL season. There you have it. Call of the Day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. A lot going on today, BT. Obviously, the Yankees front and center with the changing of the facial hair policy. And I was thinking about this, and we're getting to the Four Nations stuff, so check it out on the free Odyssey app. Juan Soto hurt the Yankees so bad with his decision to go to the New York Mets that it forced them to change a near 50-year policy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I know you don't even believe that. Some crazy Mets fans do. Imagine if he came out in like the next week or so. Because I wouldn't be surprised if a Yankee reporter or somebody from baseball goes and gets his opinion on this. It's not going to happen. Yeah. But imagine if he was like, yeah, it was part of my consideration. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. They would be destroyed for that. No, what made me think of it, and obviously I say that with some jest, but I do think that there's some truth into, and we talked about this before, the self-evaluating after certain things take place. And I was just having this conversation with one of our bosses, David Marinick, and the walls are starting to crack a little bit. And when something of that magnitude happens, a seismic shift, doesn't mean the Mets are better than the Yankees, because they're not. They actually have to go out there and prove it and have sustained success. It'll take them 20 years to do what the Yankees have, like minimum, what the Yankees, the amount of sustained success that they've had. But something of that magnitude, losing a player that you desired to the Mets, would no doubt bring you to a point of self-evaluation. And I know this has been an ongoing thing. Hal talked about it, you know, for years and trying to evolve. And I'm sure the talks have gotten louder. We referenced Keith McPherson, who talked about it on his radio show a lot. And it's a big thing on social media. It's finally to a point where put it this way. If Juan Soto didn't leave the Yankees, I don't think we're sitting here today talking about a facial hair policy.
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. Do the Yankees then go out and do they trade for Devin Williams? They still might. You know, I don't know. And who knows? This thing is getting extra shaky. We're getting ready to finish up here. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Devin Williams was the final impetus to change. But, you know, listen, we played Hal. We heard from Hal. Outside of the money stuff, you and I both thought he did a great job. And he talked about CeCe in 09. He talked about Clemens. And he talked about Pettit. And an unnamed I think Cashman was the one who said, and that maybe is how, about the non-roster invitee whose camp said, we're not interested. You know, we can't do it. He wants to have a beard. Or he wants to have facial. But it was just, I think that the forward-thinking, well-run franchises, not just sports teams, radio stations and law firms and schools, whatever, I just think they're always looking ahead. And there's a level of self-evaluation that, even if it makes you uncomfortable, eventually you've got to meet head on. And this had to be incredibly uncomfortable for Hal. It was his dad's edict. We talked about this. I love what he did.
Yeah,
it's about time.
I think the bottom line is a great day for the New York Yankees organization. Joe is in Chicago. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. All right. Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan. I just wanted to give my input on the whole Kyle Tucker situation because I'm mostly a Chicago radio listener, but I stumbled across your station last year, and you guys do a great job, so I kept listening. I think you guys need to pump the brakes a little bit on just putting him in the pinstripes just now. I think you're underscoring the situation he's going into, and Wrigley's a special place in the summer, man. I think he's going to fall in love with it, and if we got a good team...
He might. He might.
Well, they're going to have to lock him up before then because I don't think – I would be surprised if – here's the way I would say it. It's not meant to be disrespect, Joe, and thank you for the call to the Cubs because I understand what you're saying. And there is a chance the Cubs sign him. But I think they got to do that before he hits free agency. I believe if Kyle Tucker gets to the end of the year, I don't know, BT, if he said no negotiations, who knows what happened there.
I have not heard him say that.
Me neither. So I'm assuming that there's still a window for the Cubs to lock him up in season if things are going well. Who knows? But I believe, it's just my opinion, doesn't mean it's going to be right, if Kyle Tucker hits free agency, I believe he will be a New York Yankee.
I think the Yankees will have a real good chance to get him. I certainly wouldn't, I'm not going to put him in pinstripes yet. I think you're going to have to weigh the whole Vlad situation, though I prefer Kyle Tucker. I think he'll age better. That's obviously a conversation down the road. But I think the Cubs are going to be real good this year. I think the Cubs are going to win that division. So, yeah, he very well might fall in love with Chicago, a competitive Cubbies team in that beautiful ballpark during the summer. But the Cubs have not shown a propensity the last 5 to 10 years to spend a ton.
Right.
They have been cutting back here. So, you know, you don't quite think that Vlad reaches $500 million. I think there's a chance. And I think Kyle Tucker's probably around four. Is that an appetite the Cubbies have? Probably not. But I do think they'll be good this year. That could obviously change how we've used the team.
And I do think the Yanks will go all out for him. Speaking of the Yankees, Goldschmidt just struck out.
Looks good in a uniform, though.
He did triple in a run before.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the weekend.
Strikes out. Come on, dude.
Are you going nuts about his triple before?
Enjoy Disney.
Thank you.
I need some updates. I know you're not going to do the Melusa's daily diary here, but you got to shoot me some texts. I'll convey to everybody.
Remember the
what's
eye
going
surgery
on.
As well.
Yeah,
so
I don't
it's
care
not
about
Disney.
That. Fine. Stop with the grandma excuses. Don't lose your mind in Disney.
Thanks to Dove.
Have a good time, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody listening and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.